This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, how's it going? It's Dennis over here with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, good. Dennis, how are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. So I just wanted to touch base. It looks like we were able to renew you through Who Services your loan, so congrats on that. I'm glad they were able to help you out.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. It worked out good. There's something coming up that, you know, I think I'm good, and then some deferred maintenance comes up. So.
Okay. Well, good. If you ever want to look into that again, we can do second position loans and stuff like that too, as far as cash goes. But
that's kind of what I was going to ask you about real quick, since you, it's funny you call. But I have my home. I took a second on my home years ago, like in 2008, with my ex-husband at the time. But I, you know, the business pays for it because I used it for business purposes. My ex-partner was buying out, so I kind of had to buy him out of the business at that time. But it's just a really slow process. Like, I probably had it, like I said, since 2008, but it does not go down because I don't pay much. I pay like $200 a month.
Yeah, usually with the second positions, they're interest-only payments too sometimes.
Yeah, and then he's been like kind of harassing me about trying to get his name off of it. Because my name's on my home alone, just with me. But on that second part, he was on it through a bank, and I just didn't know. Like you mentioned before, that something you do, or only just to get him off of it, my stuff. If I refinanced it.
Well, I don't do second mortgages as far as houses go. I was actually talking about your business loan.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
But I do have a lot of I used to be a loan officer and mortgage loan officer for a broker actually back in 2007. So I still have a lot of friends in the industry, and I have some really good people I could refer you to that would definitely take care of you. And if they don't, then I'll beat them up for you. But
okay.
But
well, that's good information. I don't know what I was thinking.
No, that's okay. I can, if you don't mind, I could just give you my buddy Evan's information, or I could have him give you a call and he can look into it for you. I don't know that he's licensed in Colorado, but I'm sure he knows someone that is. And
okay, that would be great.
And then I can refer you to him.
Okay, but, yeah, that'd be great.
As far as the business goes, I wanted to let you know that you're still open for a line of credit for any equipment. So if you had any upgrades for office equipment, anything at all, computers, any type of equipment really that pertains to the business or vehicles or anything like that.
Really?
Then,
okay. And what is that? What amount does that? Can I get with that, or how does that?
Really, with those, the sky's kind of the limit. I mean, obviously, we don't want to lend you $1 million worth of equipment if you're only doing $200,000 a year or something like that. But.
Yeah.
But they don't actually really look at financials in that case. It's, say, for example, if you were a trucking company and you purchased another truck and a trailer, all that we want to see is that the income of that new equipment, the revenue of that new equipment is going to be at least, you know, probably three times what your monthly payment is, which if it isn't, then it doesn't probably make sense to do the loan anyway. But that's kind of how they look at equipment. It's really not revenue-driven. It's more credit-driven than anything else.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's more traditional, too. You're going to have one monthly payment with a term of up to 5 years.
Oh.
So it's definitely a traditional
payment. The payment I have right now, I can tie it into that. Would that work? Or?
No, unfortunately not. It's just completely different. What you're doing right now is an unsecured working capital loan that's based off cash flow.
Right.
So it's not attached to any assets or anything at all.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a different animal, but being that you've renewed it a couple times, the cost of the funds obviously has gotten much better over time. So.
Right. Okay. Huh. Okay. Well,
yeah, for equipment, it's more of a traditional type of loan. It's actually, there's quite a few ways to do it. We can do like a dollar buyout at the end of the term. So it's a lease, for example. We can do just a regular loan, which is called an equipment finance agreement, which means that you own the equipment from day one. You just have to pay for it. We have term residual leases, which means like the last few payments are what you need to make in order to own the equipment. But usually most of my clients just do an equipment finance agreement. So they own the equipment from day one. You just have to pay for it, and then it's yours when it's all said and done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I do need some new upgraded computers.
Do you? Okay.
I do know for sure. I've had mine for 2008, 2009.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was
busy.
Computers and
fast equipment.
My vehicles
changes.
They're paid. Yeah, and my vehicles get this business. I have a few of them, but well, let me just could you send me like some information that I can read on it, or maybe you don't have that kind of stuff. So if I have something that I want, like you said, a new computers.
Yeah, all you have to do is just get a quote from the seller of the equipment. It can be used, but I'd recommend it for computer stuff probably to go new if you can, because you're you know how fast technology changes on computers.
Yeah,
but
absolutely. Okay.
I don't even need a quote actually. If you have a ballpark idea of how much it would cost, I can get an approval with just that information, and all I'd really need is just 3 months of business bank statements, just the first page. I think, let me see what I currently have from you right now.
Tawana, or is her name Tawana? Or
yeah, so your loan's being serviced by New Logic Business Loans or Capital Access Network, and
okay. They
just, I think they may have contacted you directly, which is fine. It's all the same thing. I had actually, my son was in town. I was actually out of the office, I think, that week it happened. So when I came back, I was like, oh, okay, cool. They took care of her.
Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah.
But email you. I don't need an application or anything. All I really need, and I may not even look at this, but they just want to look at 3 months of business bank statements, just the first page, to see the revenue of the business now. So the way the equipment is structured, it's much more credit-driven. It's kind of like purchasing a car, really. The better credit you have, but the loan itself will not report on your personal credit. It only reports on business credit, so it's not going to affect your debt-to-income ratio if you're looking to possibly refinance your second mortgage or something like that. It's not going to affect that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So when I did this recent renewal, you guys, do you pull a credit, background credit, when you do that?
I'm not going to.
That done? No, but when the one that I just did.
You know what? I don't know, actually. I know that I would not have here. I don't know if they did, if Capital Access Network did that.
Have you ever done that at all? I was just curious when I first got them.
Yes, I have pulled your credit before, definitely.
You have done it before. Okay, that's exactly. I can remember things happening.
And if you'd like, I can get you a copy of your report if you want it. So I'm not going to pull it again for you or anything like that, because I don't want to ding your credit. But
okay, I appreciate that. That's good information. Because I'll definitely, and I can purchase things too, like, for example, like, we use washer and dryers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Dishwashers.
Yeah, anything really.
Carpet, because I do have to purchase new flooring and stuff like that sometimes.
I don't know that I can do flooring, but I know I've done washers before.
Like,
I mean, we can try.
Okay.
But it's more something that they, worst case scenario, if they can go take it away, if you defaulted on payments, that's the best way to look at it. If it's carpet, it's something that appreciates in value.
And
it's attached to the floor.
Not detachable.
So, for example, I can do a loan for a restaurant and do the hood, but the hood's actually attached to the foundation of the building, or at least the wall. It's bolted to it, so it's a little tricky, but carpet, I think, could be a little different. But, you can throw it on there, and we can try. They might just like the whole deal and say sure. We can also include soft costs, which means if you got a new software program and you needed to train your employees on it, then you could hire that company might have a rep to come out and train your employees on how to use that new software. We can include the soft costs. It's called soft cost, the training costs or whatever as well.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that's good information. I hadn't thought about that. So, and this, you said, would be a more traditional loan. It would be like for 5 years.
Right. The minimum term for you would be 2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
But typically when I get an approval, it's usually for 5 years. And then if you can go a shorter term, and the way these loans are structured, it's not like it's a simple interest loan, so you're paying principal and interest on every payment. It's not front-loaded with interest or anything like that. It's similar to the car payment in the fact that you just have one monthly payment. But you're paying a fixed cost for the actual loan itself, so it doesn't really benefit to pay it off early.
Right.
But the cool thing about it is you're able to write it off on your taxes, and usually it's around 33% of the value. It's on the section 179, so you can figure if whatever the cost ends up being, 33%, that's going to be a write-off for you anyway. So it's kind of cool.
Gotcha. Okay, well, great. Well, thanks, Dennis. Yeah, I'll definitely think about that and look at that. And if you have any, like I said, anything you can show me, just I can read on paper, that'd be great too.
Yeah, see if I can dig anything up.
But if not, it's no problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a loan. It's not going to report on your personal credit. It reports to business credit. It's traditional in the fact that you have one monthly payment, a term of 2 to 5 years,
okay.
And basically the asset that you're financing is what we hold for collateral until it's paid off, and then you own it at that point.
Great, perfect. It's just like anything else I would buy, I guess.
And the payments,
are they kind of reasonable, or how does that work? Let's say if I wanted it, maybe $5,000, let's just say, worth of stuff. It just depends on how do you fix the payment. It just depends.
Yeah, it's really credit driven. I mean, I have people. The lowest rate I've seen in a while was a 3.73.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't expect that low of a rate, but this company had 35 years time in business. I think they had 250 plus employees, and they're like a multi-million-dollar business, and it was a very large transaction. I think it was $273,000. So, but I wouldn't, I mean, I'd expect anywhere from maybe like 5% to maybe 8% in that ballpark as far as an actual rate goes. So it's you know, really traditional, kind of like a car, really.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely think about it, and then if you want to give me a call back, that would be great. I just, I'm out of the office today, but I'll definitely either call you back maybe early next week, or maybe if you have time, you can give me a call back. But
I can call you next week. It's no problem.
Okay. Yeah, because I really do. I mean, my computers are, I need a laptop too, so.
Yeah, I actually have a really old one, but I love it. It's just a trooper. It's been with me forever, and it runs fast, and I don't let anyone else touch it.
Oh, well, that's good.
I keep my IT guys away from, like, we need to update your software. I was like, nope, it runs fine.
Yeah.
Don't fix it. It's not broken.
Yeah, exactly. I understand. It sounds good, Dennis. Well, I appreciate that. And then, if I haven't called you back next week, if you can just give me a call, it just gets to be crazy when I'm there, so.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, nuts. All righty. Well, thanks a bunch.
All right, I'm going to give my friend Evan your contact information, if you don't mind. His name is Evan.
Perfect.
And I just texted him while we were talking. He has a license in Colorado. He's a good guy, and he can take care of you as well.
Oh, perfect. That'd be awesome. Well, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. I'll try to give you a call next week. If like I said, we'll play by ear. I'm pretty busy, too, but I'll try to get a hold of you early next week then.
Sounds great. All right, Dennis, thanks a bunch.
You too, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.